Message from the Dark Lord, a Star Wars fan fiction, written by Graciously and read by Katana. For the record, Obi-Wan absolutely and categorically did not mean to catfish Darth Vader. "Dear Ben, I cannot stop thinking about you." Obi-Wan stops reading. It's only the first line in a giant wall of text. Vader is very fond of them these days, despite beginning their correspondence borderline monosyllabic. And he's already read the damn thing twice through. Obi-Wan groans, allowing himself a moment of weakness as he drops his head into his hands, rubbing at his aching temples. They're fighting a war here, but Obi-Wan is a 36-year-old man, and seducing a boy barely past the age of majority via the holonet is a new low, even if the boy in question is a dangerous Sith Lord. Vader's just a kid. It was one of the first things that struck Obi-Wan once he got him talking. Vader's lack of real-world experience and total absence of sensible boundaries. Taking advantage of a boy's loneliness feels wrong, no matter the color of his lightsaber. "I want to know everything about you. You're all I think about these days. I feel like I'm going crazy. I've never even met you, and I miss you like an ache in my chest. Do you think about me, too? I see you every night in my dreams. I hate waking up and knowing you will not be there. That you are somewhere so far away from me, I cannot even see your smile." Obi-Wan sighs, rubs his temples again. But the headache is not receding. Vader's writing skills aren't sophisticated, and he's prone to both grammatical errors and non sequiturs. But he's made his intentions very clear. "I know this is crazy and I know you're shy, but I cannot stand it anymore. Even talking to you is intoxicating." Obi-Wan is 36 years old. He is a Jedi Master with a Padawan to teach and a battalion to command and a seat on the Jedi Council. He isn't the bright-eyed young man he's pretending to be, and he cannot believe any of this has worked in the first place. Is Vader stupid? Does he not know that people lie on the holonet? "Don't be scared away, Ben, but I have to say it. You keep running away from this, but I can't. Don't tell me you don't feel it too. I think I'm falling in love with you, Kark. This I know. I love you, and it's making me so crazy I don't know what to do." The whole goal of this project was to uncover something, anything, about the mysterious, monstrously powerful, and just plain monstrous Darth Vader, whose presence on any battlefield was akin to the drop of an atomic bomb. Jedi do not believe in luck, but the Force was truly on their side one day when a spy deep within the Imperial ranks managed to find the name of a social media profile that supposedly belonged to Darth Vader. It didn't look promising. There was very little on there, and what little there was pertained to some ridiculous holodrama Obi-Wan had never heard of. But the Council ordered him to make contact anyway, personally, given the nature of the threat, even though the profile actually being Darth Vader's seemed unlikely. The account was mostly inactive for one thing, and for another, he didn't even have any friends. Joke's on Obi-Wan, because it was Darth Vader's, and he had to watch 142 episodes of Knights of Moon, Dark of Bones before Vader finally warmed up to him. Now, of course, Vader's warmed up to him too much.
"I feel like I've known you forever, like you're the only person in the galaxy who understands me."
He's not wrong. Obi-Wan does understand him to an extent. But in an I-have-profiled-you-psychologically way rather than the soulmates way Vader is so eager for. Obi-Wan has gathered several critical pieces of intelligence through this endeavor, so the Council are unlikely to suspend it, despite the romantic intensity of Vader's latest missive falling decidedly outside Obi-Wan's brief. Obi-Wan has learned as follows. 1. Vader is an attack dog rather than a strategist. He goes where he is ordered, but does not seem involved in higher-level discussions on military matters. 2. This vexes him greatly, and he's thrown many a temper tantrum about how his superiors never appreciate him. 3. His need for constant validation is extremely exploitable, and with a mixture of praise and commiseration, Obi-Wan's cracked him open like a can of soup. 4. Vader is young, isolated, and desperate for affection, and Obi-Wan has him wrapped around his little finger with only passing displays of fondness. Given Darth Vader's actions on the battlefield, pitying him seems almost unthinkable. And yet, Obi-Wan feels sad for the boy, and for the waste, and for the cruelty of the way he is hurting him, even if Vader doesn't know it yet. He is not Vader's true love, no matter what Vader thinks. He cannot simply seduce Vader to the light. No, he can't. He can't. Obi-Wan groans again. Seduction is generally the purview of Darksiders, as base and manipulative as it is. But perhaps Obi-Wan wouldn't have to bed the poor boy. He wouldn't need to toy with his heart completely, just entice him. Give him other options. Show him that joining the Republic side and turning his back on his dark master could lead to all the love and admiration he is clearly desperate for, in an entirely platonic, but no less meaningful sense. But that wouldn't work, would it? Obi-Wan stands, pacing his tiny cabin aboard the Negotiator, thinking things through. Vader has focused his romantic affections on Obi-Wan with a startling tenacity and alarming vulnerability, less like the dangerous, domineering, demanding man Obi-Wan expected, and more like a lost child begging for scraps. Him taking any romantic interest in Ben seemed unlikely when Obi-Wan first made contact, on a purely statistical basis with regard to orientation, but those dice did not roll in Obi-Wan's favor. Vader is obsessed with him, is amping up, not down, trying variously to flatter, wheedle, and beg Ben into returning his affections.
"I want to be with you," Vader's correspondence continues. "Say yes, and I can make you the happiest man in the galaxy. Anything you want will be yours. You will never have to worry about a thing."
It isn't even an empty promise. As a little test, Obi-Wan pretended to be in financial trouble and asked with great embarrassment if Darth Vader could possibly lend him 50 credits just until the end of the month. Which Vader did, without hesitation or apparent suspicion, assuring him he didn't need to pay him back because Vader was once poor and knows what it's like not to have enough money to eat, but now he has all the wealth he could ever desire. He just said that, on the HoloNet, to a man who was effectively a stranger, sharing both his sad backstory and bragging about his ill-gotten riches, because he has no boundaries, and also had no idea that the Jedi Council would use the transaction to trace his account, confirming suspicions of a separatist base on Mustafar. Maybe Vader is an idiot. An idiot so powerful in the Force he almost ripped an entire spaceship apart with nothing but his mind. But an idiot nonetheless.
"I know I'm coming on strong, Ben. I don't want to scare you away. Love is making me crazy, but the thought of losing you makes me crazier. I never want that to happen. You are the only person in all the galaxy who truly cares for me."
Obi-Wan will not pity him. But he's learned too much and cannot help but think of a poor, vulnerable, volatile boy falling into the hands of the Sith. He thinks of the kind of promises they must have made him, a devil's bargain this naive young man fell for wholeheartedly. Obi-Wan should know, because Vader fell for his, too. Thinks of how easily Vader's heart has been won, with a clawing need and aching loneliness, and no idea how to set boundaries, because his masters never wanted that for him. Wanted him a playable puppet. Wanted him begging for scraps of attention that he would only ever receive at their hands, as efficiently as they have isolated him. not efficiently enough. That social media profile, the single chink in Vader's fearsome armor, that ridiculous holodrama that set the stage for Obi-Wan to bait him, it was enough for Obi-Wan to worm his way in.
I need you, Ben. I adore you. I feel like I can't breathe, and it's killing me knowing you are so far away and not knowing if you feel the same.
Obi-Wan doesn't feel victorious. He strokes his beard, calming his emotional reaction to Vader's mildly deranged confession of love. Again, Obi-Wan is a stranger on the HoloNet, whose identity Vader cannot verify. But it's easier said than done, because the truth is, he likes Vader, has encouraged the fondness within himself, knowing that Vader is so powerful in the Force that Obi-Wan must be truthful in every way he can, lest Vader senses deception, and trusting that it will not interfere with his decision-making at the end of the day. With affection and gentleness in his heart, Obi-Wan rips open Vader's, dissecting its secrets and laying a trap that may lead to his ruin. Darth Vader is brutal and merciless and a vicious and calculated murderer, but he is also awkward and sweet and funny in an eccentric sort of way. He misses his mother and watches trashy holodramas and rambles incoherently about mechanical engineering. He's a terrible speller and he drinks too much caff. And he keeps his data pad by his bedside so he never misses a message from Ben. Obi-Wan does not pity him, but he isn't happy about this either.
I am thinking of you always, Ben. You're the only thing that makes me happy these days.
I have a message for the Jedi Council, Obi-Wan says into his comlink. Please inform me when they are ready to receive my transmission. Priority Beta.
Yes, General.
It's one thing to receive love letters from a Dark Lord of the Sith in the privacy of your own quarters. Quite another to stand on the bridge, hollow projecting the news to the entire Jedi Council, with Cody standing nearby looking like he'd dearly like to start laughing. Obi-Wan already dismissed the other troopers. He feels compelled to give Vader some privacy in his misguided love confession, for all the good it will do.
Say you will be mine, Ben, and I will be yours. I will do anything for you.
Masters, Obi-Wan greets with a bow, there has been an unexpected development. That's putting it mildly. It's not often that a room filled with such venerable Jedi Masters look so universally bemused. The Council orders him to continue, though. Of course it does. Vader is spilling all manner of secrets, however inadvertently. And if he could be persuaded to change sides? Once he's back in his cabin, Obi-Wan stares at himself in the tiny refresher mirror. He isn't one to indulge either vanity or self-deprecation. That's not what this is about. He has to hold himself accountable somehow. For deceiving a boy, no matter who that boy is, into thinking he is in love. Obi-Wan is catfishing Darth Vader. This was never the plan. He must continue his mission, string the poor love-struck fool along until he's wrung him dry. But he does not want to be any crueler than he has to be. Obi-Wan sighs and picks up his data pad. Vader is no doubt vibrating on the other end of their message log, awaiting his beloved's response. Ani, he writes, it took me a while to decide how to reply. I care about you a lot, but the truth is, I'm scared. The end.